He pulled open the next door, both of them hardly daring to look at what came next. But there was nothing very frightening in here, just a table with 7 differently shaped bottles standing on it in a line. "Snape's," said Harry. "What do we have to do?" They stepped over the threshold, and immediately a fire sprang up behind them in the doorway. It wasn't ordinary fire, either. It was purple. At the same instant, black flames shot up in the doorway leading onward. They were trapped. "Look!" Hermione seized a roll of paper lying next to the bottles. Harry looked over her shoulder to read it. "Danger lies before you, while safety lies behind. 2 of us will help you, whichever you would find. 1 among us 7 will let you move ahead. 1 will transport the drinker back instead. 2 among our number hold only nettle wine. 3 of us are killers, waiting hidden in line. Choose, unless you wish to stay here forevermore. To help you in your choice, we give you these clues 4. First, however slyly the poison tries to hide, you will always find some on nettle wine's left side. 2, different are those who stand at either end. But if you would move onward, neither is your friend. 3, as you see clearly, all are different size. Neither dwarf nor giant holds death in their insides. 4, the 2 left and the 2 on the right are twins once you taste them, though different at first sight." Hermione let out a great sigh, and Harry, amazed, saw that she was smiling, the very last thing he felt like doing.
"Brilliant," said Hermione. "This isn't magic. It's logic. A puzzle. A lot of the greatest wizards haven't got an ounce of logic. They'd be stuck in here forever."
"But so will we, won't we?"
"Of course not," said Hermione. "Everything we need is here on this paper. 7 bottles. 3 are poison, 2 are wine, 1 will get us safely through the black fire, and 1 will get us back through the purple."
"But how do we know which to drink?"
"Give me a minute,"